Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. You may know that the Ken Burns new 10-part series on the Vietnam War is airing on PBS currently, and we have an in-studio guest to talk about a couple of conversations that are going to take place at Antioch College. Jim Malarkey, Professor Emeritus at Antioch University. Jim, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about these talks coming up.
Okay, well, you know, once I learned about this new Ken Burns series on the Vietnam War about to be broadcast on PBS, this was several months ago, I thought, you know, that's too heavy a subject for people just to watch on their own, rage about, weep about, and go to bed with. You know, there needs to be some place that people might be able to go to have a conversation about what they're getting from this new series and how it relates to their own experience and how we can somehow reconcile ourselves over what happened during that period of time and, of course, not repeat the mistakes we made then.
Tell me a little bit about your personal experience during that time.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, to be honest, I was at the United States Military Academy from 1968 to 1970. Before that, I was at Muller High School. I was totally naive about what was going on. But then in the military academy, I happened to join the debate team. And the debate team for that particular year had to do with presidential control of U.S. foreign policy. So suddenly my face was deep into the whole issue of the Vietnam War that was then current, but also the Cold War that preceded it and englobed it, and all the legal, ethical, and moral issues surrounding it. So that sent me on something of a tailspin, especially as our team debated other teams from the Ivy League and other areas. So I ended up having to think over in my mind, what do I do? Ultimately, I left the academy after 2 years because I didn't believe in the war, and I believed in pursuing another way toward international relations, which to me had to do with the field of anthropology. So in short, that's what you get. That's what I have. But I have always felt that the guys I left behind remained part of me and part of my concern over the years that followed, and that was the road I didn't take. But it was also my country, and I felt that in some way, having left the military academy, I needed to somehow at the same time serve my country in a way that was valuable in the way I could in conscience accept. And so I went abroad and I did my research and I taught abroad and so on and so forth. And international studies has been a large part of my life since then.
And for a long time you have taught at Antioch, now retired, but you're still obviously engaged in issues. This latest example, setting up these conversations, and you're looking for open, respectful, and constructive conversations to take place about Vietnam. The open and respectful conversation part is a little hard to come by sometimes these days.
I think especially for this topic, I can't tell you how many times I've run into people, students, friends, colleagues who have relatives who lived through the war, who fought in the war, who have trouble talking about it, who don't want to talk about it, who are suffering from PTSD. I think that we have real difficulty around the subject, and I, for one, realize that my generation, that generation who is most deeply affected, will be passing soon. It's about time that we opened up with one another, trusted one another, respected one another to really share where we were back then, what we knew, what we've learned since then, and ultimately what's our take on this and what's our takeaway from it as a people and what can we learn as a nation. I think our generation owes it to ourselves to have this conversation. So I'm deeply grateful for the filmmakers who've produced 18 hours, which can be a burden for some, but 18 hours of documentary to help prepare us for that kind of a conversation. And that is their intention. It's the front line of each of the series reference to the fact that the filmmakers wish this contribution to nourish conversation, open conversation, respectful conversation among citizens of our country. And by the way, abroad, it's an opportunity for Americans and Vietnamese, not to mention Cambodians and Laotians and other Southeast Asians, to also cross that barrier to discuss what went on then and how we can build a better world and not repeat the errors of the past.
Who would you like to attend? I'm sure you want to get beyond the Antioch community and into the WISO broader listening area.
Absolutely. I really want this to be a time available for anyone who's deeply interested in the war, that period of time, the relationships between the cultures who fought there, the people who fought there, and on the home front. I'm also reminded by people I've spoken with about this that younger generations know nothing about the war. Of course, many people have heard about the Vietnam Syndrome, some shadowy, dangerous set of assumptions that affect people's decision-making. But they don't know about the war itself, how it got started, who fought, why, what were the changing points in that period of time, and so forth. So I'm hope that anyone who does come is someone who's open, willing to listen to other people's experience and impressions of the film itself, the films, and at the same time be willing to share openly and candidly what they experienced and what they think in response to the movie, but also more generally. So it's not a matter of how many people come, but the people who do come, I hope, come with a genuine interest and openness to have this kind of conversation.
You've got two facilitated conversations planned. The first is Saturday, September 23rd. So for WISO Weekend listeners, that will have already taken place. But the follow-up conversation will happen on Saturday, September 30th. And again, this is at the Coretta Scott King Center on the Antioch College campus. Tell us about the significance of the location.
This is very significant. One of the greatest speeches in American history, I think, was the address of Martin Luther King at Riverside Church in 1967 that had to do with the Vietnam War. It was the time he stepped beyond the civil rights struggle to talk about its relationship, actually, to our international policies. He referred to the United States as being the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. He got a lot of flack for what he said and the arguments he made, but they were very painstakingly developed and argued, and I think that he also spoke at Antioch College in 1965, an address that WISO often re-airs for us. And so I think that that's a fitting place. It fits within the mission of the Coretta Scott King Center, and it's also it's an intimate environment, so we can sit around in a circle and talk informally.
We've been speaking with Professor Emeritus at Antioch University, Jim Malarkey, about two facilitated conversations about the Vietnam War. Jim, we'll post the details on these meetings up on our website. Folks can link to us there at WISO.org. Thanks so much for your time and information today, and good luck with these conversations.
Thank you, Jerry. Should be interesting. Come along if you can.
For more news and information, visit us at WISO.org.